Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mardinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my other half, who I sometimes love, but sometimes I actually really hate him. It's Chris.
That's me.
It's Chris Ramsey.
Hi, everyone.
Got the same name.
Rosie's excited because we started at 11:11.
Yes.
Aren't you? We're recording this on Tuesday.
Everybody make a wish and pray 11:11. To the angels.
Yeah. And yeah, you're getting your flaps out about that, aren't you? Buzzing.
Go get me flaps out for someone.
It's not me. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm all right. This is the good week.
Mm-hmm.
The good week of my life.
Listen, I don't want to hear about that, right? I want to hear about your dental problems.
Oh, so
we've
yeah,
got
I've
dental
got
problems today.
Serious dental problems.
Yeah.
I'm actually in a lot of pain, but I've got quite a high pain threshold.
Mm.
Funny that, isn't it? All women do.
Mention it constantly, but fair enough. So though, for those of you who aren't aware,
uh-huh.
We did our first arena tour. Second one's on sale now, happening later on this year, November, December. Tickets on sale.
Can't wait, very excited.
However, the first one we did, Rosie went and got a tooth ripped out of her head that was giving her a bit bother literally 3 hours before the Newcastle Arena show.
Yeah.
So you turned up off your tits on all kinds, didn't you?
Yeah. Probably shouldn't have done that, to be honest with
you. No, I mean,
bit silly.
Yeah, but you were, you know, needs must. You were just like, you know, it was like very much like Rocky. In Rocky, where I mean, it's unrealistic, it wouldn't happen ever. But in a real boxing match, but there's a scene in one of the Rocky
when
films.
He cut his eye.
Yeah, he's like really can't open his eyes for the bruise, and he's like, "Cut me, Mick, cut me," and they'd fucking get a razor and they slice his face, yeah. Which would stop the fight.
It was horrendous.
Anyway, worst thing ever.
I think that's what they say in labour wards.
Right? Yeah, cut us.
Cut
oh,
me, Susan. Cut me.
Anyway. You got your tooth ripped out, didn't you?
Yeah,
before
I did, yeah.
An arena show.
Yeah.
To be fair, you took one for the team. You could have sort of just not done the show and got some medicine.
Never!
But, yeah, the show must go on. And now there's a tooth space in your head, so your wisdom tooth are coming in because you're 14 years old.
Why is it happening?
This is
my life, though, right? And this is how I get annoyed at myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
The dentist did tell us that this could happen.
Right.
So he did say, like, because the space in your gums,
right.
Your teeth could move, which is the rankest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, your wisdom tooth might come through. But because he didn't say it will happen, I just kind of was like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And I've left it. And now it's coming in.
All right, so you should have got a false one put in to keep the space. Right, okay, or a bit of
you
scaffolding.
Can't see it.
Right. You're not just popped a little marble or something in there and just kept it there. It could
yeah.
Be your little
a bit of
marble.
Popcorn.
A little bit of popcorn. Yeah, well, I'd have made you a little tooth out of something. Like.
I know. We're,
I'm good with wood. I've got a saw on that.
Yeah.
Made you a little wooden tooth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God.
Just a little separator. Do you know what I mean? You know, like
matchstick.
When you. Yeah, like, you know, when you fold up a beer mat and put it under a table and a wobbly table in a pub.
Yeah, yeah.
I could just done with them for you.
I know, darling. I wish I had. Sorry. Because now, what's going to happen? Am I going to have to get this taken out?
No,
or is it just going to have to come
just
through?
Probably going to come in and push him. It's going to hurt like fuck.
So have I saved a bit of money?
But,
just, my body's like, yeah, listen, Rosie.
Yeah.
Don't spend. How much is the tooth?
Of what I was going to do, the wooden procedure I was going to do was going to cost you no more than 500 quid for me.
I think that's 500 quid, is that
it? I was going to charge you 500 quid to put a bit of
what is it? Mahogany?
That is my rate for putting wood in people's teeth.
Horrendous.
Right? Don't
no, I think a new
devalue
tooth.
Me.
How much is a new tooth?
Who cares?
You don't get a new tooth
you
on the NHS.
You can't get one now. Well, you can't get one now, so it doesn't matter. Your wisdom tooth's going to come in.
I don't want a wisdom tooth. I want my real tooth. I want another tooth.
You want a fake tooth? What, so you want to push the wisdom tooth back down into your head?
Well, how long's it been? It's been there for years. It'll
and
be minging. Yeah,
and now it's got spit. It'll not be minging. It'll not be getting touched by anything. It'll be hiding.
It's never if been
any,
brushed.
If any, because it hasn't fucking had any food or anything on it. If anything, it'll be the cleanest tooth in your fucking head, you psycho.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
You keep saying in your head. It's weird.
Well, where is it like? In your
In
arse?
Your mouth.
What's your, but where's your mouth?
It's on your in your head. I know, right. But you keep going, and then a tooth in our head.
Because it is in your head, because it's not come out in your mouth yet.
All right, man, it just sounds weird. It's in my mouth, in my jaw.
Right.
And it's really painful.
I know.
And then I've got an ulcer on the other side, because I keep touching it.
Right.
And it's just a bit weird.
You're a little fidgeter as well, aren't you? I imagine you're bringing your tongue off that constantly.
All the time.
Yeah.
Can't stop touching
Gurning.
It.
Gurning, yeah.
And then I touched it with a dirty finger this morning. I was like, oh, there we go. There's an infection.
Your finger, or that just... That sounded like you found a finger.
Oh, no, just my
like
dirty
fucking
finger.
Walking Dead, with the dirty little like, finger. I'll just stick that on my tooth.
I'd just done loads of stuff with the bends and that. And right. Then I think I changed an nappy. And then about 10 minutes later...
Jesus Christ, man, what's wrong with you? Oh, my God. So I've got my hands are dry as fucking sticks. My knuckles crack when I make a fist because I wash my hands so much.
Oh,
and there's
you
changing nappies and then just hoying nappy shit in your mouth.
Sorry, what year is it? 2020, yeah? Back in lockdown, are you?
No, I just wash them. I always have done.
So do I.
My washing habits didn't change when the pandemic happened. I always wash my hands that much. That's why my hands are always fucking bleeding. Oh, and I know everyone listening going, moisturise. Well, no, because I moisturise and then guess what I have to do? 2 minutes later, wash my fucking hands.
Oh,
it comes off.
I'm sorry, you don't want to wash Chris moisturising his hands. It's the biggest ick I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'll describe it to you now. So he puts it on before bed and then he lies in bed. Like a surgeon, actually.
Yeah.
Like a surgeon
like
about
up.
To be gloved
yeah,
up. Yeah. And he just sits there like this with his hands in the air.
Yeah.
Letting the cream dry.
Have
and
you
it's
ever
awful?
Have you ever seen it where I just do the backs of my hands?
No.
That's quite
oh, when
one.
You kind of do them on each
yeah,
other.
Yeah. So imagine rubbing your hands together, palm to palm. Mm-hmm. I do them the other way, dear listener. So I put some on my back knuckles and then I just rub it all in the back of my knuckles. Yeah. It's pretty awful to do. Pretty awful to watch. Sorry.
I've
about
got
that.
Really dry hands. Can I? I just want to clarify. I do wash my hands a lot.
Doesn't
I just
sound
didn't.
Like it.
I didn't get a chance this morning.
Sounds like you're dipping your finger in the baby shit nappy and then rubbing it all around your gums like
it wasn't
Tony
a poo.
Montana.
It wasn't a poo. It was a wee.
Oh, that's fair enough then.
I wash them after every poo.
Oh, okay. Not after every wee though. Quickly dip it in the mouth. Save it. Ooh, fresh that one. Good. Right. Now I'll wash my hands. Oh, no, I've touched my wisdom tooth. Fuck me. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for putting up with this. And let's be honest, utter fucking drivel every single week. But we enjoy it and we're glad you enjoy it. And it's episode 210. We've been banging this out for 210 episodes, plus all the other little extra ones that we do when we get a very rare. Very rare holiday. Very rare.
I know.
But yes, and without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. Now, Rosie, very exciting sponsor this week.
Oh.
Very exciting. So,
because all the rest of them have been.
Well, you know, I went to the UFC at the weekend. might have made a little detour on the way there for a little couple of business meetings about a new product I'm launching.
Right.
So not only is this a sponsor for our podcast, which, you know, brings in that sweet, sweet dollar bill.
Obviously,
also,
yeah.
It's my product that I'm now launching. So the sponsor and the sales, this is a game changer.
Okay.
This is a game changer. Okay, you ready for this?
I've got no idea what this is. Yeah, come on.
Okay, episode 210, Shagmar Noir. This week's sponsor is Crabs. C-R-A-B-S. That's Chris Ramsey's Arse and Ballsack Deodorant.
Awful.
Hey, are you wearing a flashy suit, but all you see when you look in the mirror is a guy with a sodden undercarriage?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Are your balls being slow-cooked in a pot of your own arse crack juice?
Oh,
not
God.
Not a good look, brother. Not a good look. Are you worried everyone in the meeting can smell your putrid, damp, swampy gooch?
Ew.
Even though it's a Zoom meeting?
Oh.
Then you need Crabs. Works 100% of the time, money back guarantee. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to these satisfied customers.
Since I started using Crabs, my sack is like a round ball of sandpaper. Mm-hmm.
Crabs saved my marriage.
Oh, Crabs changed my life. I used to sit on a plastic bag on the sofa, but now I can drag me arse along it like a dog, and it's bone dry. Get it, bone?
Nice one, man. Crabs, only $50 a bottle.
Why is it
dollars? I don't know.
Is it only available in America?
I don't know.
What is it? So what happened? What did you have? Some you had sweaty balls at the UFC? Everybody have sweaty balls?
No, nothing to do with the UFC.
So what?
I was just having to wash this morning, and I was like, I put some deodorant on, and I was like, I wonder if there's any deodorant just for your arse and your bollocks.
Okay.
Because if I've got a roll on, and you don't want to use a roll and then like roll it down your arse.
Could you not use just normal deodorant?
I don't know. I googled it.
Chris,
and
I'm not being funny. I'm a bit of an entrepreneur, right? I know it's horrific, but could this sell?
Could you get behind it? Yeah, I mean, I don't think we'll have to call it crabs, but
no, like, what was it? Chris Ramsey's awesome ball sack.
CRABS, Chris Ramsey arse ball sack.
I love it. Deodorant. I love it.
Yeah. All right then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Crabs. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not even joking. So do you get really sweaty? Do men get horrible?
Some men do. I do. Mine aren't too bad, if I'm honest with you. It's just something I was thinking about. But I looked online and there's...
you can't take that back.
Why?
Because if you're going to make this, you have to be the sweatiest man.
I'll go get it. I used to have really sweaty, awesome balls until I started using crabs. There we are. $50 a ball. Oh, look, I had loads of time on my hands this morning. I didn't have much to do. So I came up with that.
I'm invested.
There we go. Dragon's Den.
Yes.
We're going Dragon's Den, right?
We?
We'll wheel me on a table and I'll lie on my back and I'll lift my legs akimbo and you can apply it to my awesome balls and see how long until the table
Okay. Is it a spray, like a deodorant?
We'll do both.
Okay.
We'll do a spray, we'll do talc. A roll on.
A talc?
All right, then we'll do a talc as well.
Well, just listen, right?
And a wipe, a deodorizing wipe. Yeah.
We'll just do talc.
Just do talc.
We'll not tell anyone.
Should we just sell it? We'll just
fucking, we'll just hide talc in.
We'll just buy Johnson's and Johnson's talc.
Mate, fuck Johnson's and Johnson's. No, we'll buy fucking...
Like supermarket owned brand talc.
Yeah.
We'll take the label off.
$50 a bottle. $50.
I was still recording this. Shit.
They'll take it out. Did you take it out?
Now and then you do play along with me bullshit, don't you?
I'm actually up for this.
Nah, it's just because you've got a sweaty ass. Jingle?
Yeah. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle. Ha! Ha! Hey!
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
That's good. I just cleared my throat in the little pause there. And basically, I like, you know, when you
started a song.
It, no, it's disgusting in it when you're like, I'm going like, just kind of get.
It's all your coffin is just the worst thing.
It just sounded like,
ever.
What is it good for? Anyway, I'm going to say it because you haven't bothered saying it. Welcome back to Shag Married Annoyed.
Welcome.
Hope you're all well. Hope you're doing good. Rosie's good. I'm good. Everything's good. What's been going on?
We had a party at the weekend for Sandra.
We did.
Sandra turned 65.
Sandra's birthday.
Yeah. And Sandra's it was on Mother's Day because she's a selfish bitch.
That is correct.
I'm joking.
That is correct.
It was bloody lovely, wasn't it? We had all the family round.
Lovely
it
day.
Was absolutely class.
Lovely day.
Lovely night. I was a little bit leathered because I just didn't drink any water, Chris.
Right, okay.
I just kept drinking wine.
Were you hanging yesterday? Because you hit it quite well.
A little bit. Not too bad. Because I find that when you go out and you're drinking in bars, the wine is rotten.
Yeah.
It's rotten.
And you don't know
I don't care where you are.
But you might be the first person in 3 days that's asked for a white wine and they just get that white wine out of the fridge. And
Yeah, it's just, I always have such a bad headache whenever we've been out. But yesterday, people brought nice bottles of wine over and we had nice wine and you don't feel as bad.
Nice wine, man. You do not get as hungover off nice wine. I don't want to sound like a wine snob here, but you do not get as hungover because there's less cacker in it.
Oh, my champagne diet didn't last very long.
Didn't last very long at all. You had one bottle of champagne and then that was it.
It just felt a bit
felt
too
weird, though, didn't it?
It felt weird.
Yeah, I was like, why am I?
I don't really like it that much.
I had nothing to celebrate.
No.
Yeah, I was like, why are we drinking this? This is fucking pointless.
It was odd, like a flute of champagne in the house watching, like, The Last of Us. It was just odd. I was like, I can't get behind. I can't get on board with this.
It was the juxtaposition of watching The Last of Us, which is phenomenal, but grim as fuck, and sitting there just... chin-chin, everyone. Chin-chin.
I was like, get me the Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio.
Thank you very much. No, so I had a lovely little time. Happy birthday, Sandra. It was really, really nice. And I need to talk about me nana. Mm-hmm. You didn't see her, did you?
No.
I mean,
I saw her, but I didn't see the thing that you're about to talk about.
So I don't know what happened with Bridget yesterday, right? She was just...
It was the day before
one.
Yesterday, by the
it was
way.
The day
but
before
you lost
yesterday,
all of yesterday because you were hungover, so that's what happened.
I did, yeah. Nana was like the child catcher walking around.
Right.
So, first of all, it was about 4 o'clock We had pizza. Everyone had the pizza. My nana was like, I've got the kids some sweets. And I was like,
first of all, sorry, big shout out to Log Fire Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
In South Shields. Instagram, log_fire_pizza_co, I think, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Fantastic. They came, they pulled their van onto the driveway and they made pizzas for everyone. Absolutely phenomenal pizza.
So with that bit, I couldn't be asked to cook. And I couldn't, and there was quite a lot of people. And I was like, should I get catering? And then we were like, let's get the, we're pizza friends. And they came on the driveway and the kids couldn't believe the look. Like, did you hear, who was it? Was it Oliver? I can't remember. I think it was my nephew. And he's like, Mom, the pizzas, they're free!
Because obviously I just got the bill at the end, but it was like,
kids were running around going, they're free! The pizzas are free!
And then you heard me just after going, you're still getting one each! One each! 7-inch, not 10-inch, you'll not fucking eat it.
It's like the wedding all over again, it's free. It's like, well, no, somebody
it sounds all glamorous and stuff, getting all the pizza and stuff, but let's not forget the fact that I was outside at about 9 o'clock at night in the rain, picking up cheese from the patio.
Oh, nice.
That was nice.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I had a plastic, a paper cup, and I was just picking up cheese that people had stamped into the patio all day and putting it in. That was grim.
It's a lot of pizza hands.
But so good. Anyway, so we did all that. And then what's Bridget doing?
Just me nana. Just, God love her. Like, she got some sweets for the kids. So then she was walking around like the fucking Pied Piper, right? Just kind of like giving out flumps and lollies and that. And everyone was loving it. And the kids were buzzing. And she was just happy as Larry. And then it got later and later, right? And it must have been, I swear to God, it must have been about 8 o'clock.
Right.
And bear in mind, it was a school night, so there was still kids there, but it was like
winding down.
Not really, because it got a bit leery, but everyone was drunk and it was just mint. And then me nana, all of a sudden, I just seen her and she had like just loads of tenors in her hand.
£10 notes.
Yeah. And she was just walking around going and giving it, right? But not to the kids,
right?
To the grown-ups. So I got 20 quid. She was like, that's for the boys, right?
Tenner for Robin and tenner for... Oh, bless her.
It was mint, right? It was mint. But the funniest thing was, right? So obviously, I've got two kids, so I got 20 quid. My cousin Jacob's just had a bairn, so he got a tenner, right? To Thomas is only a month old, right? Yeah. Kate got 20 quid. Millie, my cousin, she has no kids, so she just stood there. She was like, I get fuck all. Nina's got 4 kids, right? So she got 40 quid. Because Nina, she got 40 quid. And I was like, them kids better see them tenners, Nina. Them kids better see them tenners.
Nina spent that on a taxi home, man. Taxi Robin, for Chinese. Got a Chinese takeaway, then went back.
Robin seen we're getting them. So obviously I was like, say thank you to Nana. And so he knows he's got a tenner. Yeah. But it's just so funny seeing me little 85-year-old Nana walking around like a drug dealer with just look. And I was like, where she got these tenners from? It was just very, very funny.
Like Louds of Money, Harry Enfield character.
Money.
I'll get you. Get yourself something nice. There you go.
Oh, it was just brilliant. It was just very funny because I was very drunk by then and just seeing me nana giving out tenners to everyone. I got 40 quid.
Well, I just got 4 kids.
Shocking that.
Pays, get fucking
funny.
Get like that pocket money in. Pays your mortgage, that pocket money. Now,
but my Millie's sniffing around for a dinner. I was like, you're too old, love.
You can drive, love. Get away. You've got a fucking job. You've got a job.
You're not young anymore.
There's an electric BMW golf part on the drive. It's yours.
Well, she was the youngest for years. Not anymore.
Oh, God, no. Well, on the subject of Nana Bridget. So Nana Bridget's going to have an interesting week this week.
All right, why?
Because obviously I went down the UFC on Saturday to watch Leon Edwards retain his title against Kamaru Usman.
Oh, God, you didn't even tell us what happened. Did he win?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
He won. Yeah, headshot,
is that who you wanted
headshot
to win?
Dead. Absolutely. Leon Edwards, Birmingham lad.
Birmingham lad. Look,
absolute
well done.
Ledge. So it was amazing. Thank you to all of the people of the UFC who looked after
you
all day.
No, you
know who you are, who looked after you. You were amazing. But obviously, where we sit with the fighters. It's amazing.
Ridiculous.
So when the fighters are come through getting their Vaseline on and that, we're like in the background, like staring, dead excited. And I'm getting loads of tweets off people going, every other fighter comes out, like you can just see me in the background at another level of drunk. So obviously, when I came in and everyone's going, hey, Chris, I saw you last night. Saw you on the UFC last night. Like when I came into the party. And obviously, your nana's so lovely and she's such a big fan. She watches everything I do.
Oh, yeah.
So she kept going, what? And people going, oh, yeah, he was on the UFC on the telly last night. And she's going, right, well, I'll have to watch it then.
No, she thought you were in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thought it was a programme.
First of all,
on.
She thought it was a programme that was on. Then someone told her it was the fighting. Oh, no, it's like, and someone said it's kickboxing, which a lot of it is kickboxing, striking. And she went, oh, you were doing that? And I went, no, I was, no, look, no, I was in the crowd. She was like, yeah, I'll have to watch. So she's probably going to watch all the UFC on catch up. So,
just to see you in the
crowd.
Well, she's
either going to be mortified or I've got someone else to take with us next time.
You never know, you know.
Me and Anna Bridget down to the O2.
She might like it. You never know.
Yeah.
Didn't back in the day, didn't they all love boxing and that?
Oh, they loved it, man.
Yeah.
Brutal back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She might
cut me, Mick, and all that.
Yeah, cut me, Mick. She might be well up for it. You never know. Oh, she'd be a good person to take with you.
Oh, she'd be buzzing. Oh, just not all the fight, isn't that?
She's lush. She'd be there with the Vaseline. Does anybody need a hand?
On the way out, on the way out with the kid. Here's a tenner. You did really well. Here's a tenner. How many bands you got? One, two, three.
A tenners, though?
Tenners for kids.
What's happened,
kids,
like?
Man. Unbelievable. Do you know, I used to get a tenner. I used to babysit when I was 16, 17. Mm. I used to babysit for someone around the corner. And I used to get a tenner for the full night. But I used to get a pizza while I was there. Mm. So I'd spend the tenner. I was basically,
I would just get a pizza.
No, I would get like a takeaway. So I'd just get a pizza.
Yeah.
Like 10 quid for a full night's graft, 10 quid.
Mate, I was the same.
Unbelievable.
Mm.
Bloody Bane's getting 10
did
quid.
Get Anna?
They get 10 quid just for existing.
Rafe,
what the fuck?
He's done out.
Oh, he's not getting, I'm spending that. He's not having that. He's not having that.
But yeah, don't tell Nana. No. No, I can't say that.
No,
he will get it.
No, he will get it.
No, no, no. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, eh?
Beef, 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 beef,
beef.
Come on, then. Come on, then. I was away for two nights, and then I was out another night, and you were out a night. We haven't really spent that much time together.
It's been absolutely wonderful.
Fucking Christ.
So necessary. We spend a lot of time together, Chris.
We really do. So many voices. And
that
my voice is really crackling.
Yeah, like.
Oh, don't, because you can't have, we can't leave me clearing my throat in for these poor people listening. Yeah, but I've still got a beef. I've still managed a beef, but you go on, you go first.
Oh, yeah, I do have a beef. I mean, the running thin, actually, because we have done a lot.
Yeah.
We've done like 200 odd of them.
Yeah, no. I've got a fresh one from just this morning. So.
Oh, is it about the teeth brushing?
No.
Oh, right.
What teeth brushing?
When you were getting Rafe's pants on and he was kicking off and I was trying to brush his teeth at the same time.
Oh, sorry. I've got two from today.
No.
I've got two from today. Yeah. I might make that mine, actually.
No.
That was annoying.
My beef with you.
Right.
So you've been doing this a long, long time. And I'm surprised I haven't said it sooner, actually.
Mm.
If I ask a favour for you to pass us something.
Mm.
So the other day I said, can you pass us the dishcloth?
Right.
And you didn't bring us the dishcloth.
Right.
You brought kitchen roll.
Yeah.
I'd spilled something. You brought kitchen roll. And then you tried to do it yourself.
Okay.
And I was like, I didn't. One, I didn't ask for your help.
Yep.
Two, I didn't ask for kitchen roll.
Right.
I asked for a dishcloth. Right. And I'm not trying to be a dick here, right?
No. Like,
but listen, we are married. We are living in a house together. We ask each other for things, right? Yeah. A favour. You pass me things. I pass you things.
Mm.
Why? Why don't you just pass us the thing that I've asked you to pass us?
No, reason.
I've got another example.
No.
One more example.
Okay.
We've got a little shark thing, you know, the Hoover thing?
Yeah.
I'd cut Robin's hair because I can't be asked to stay in the hairdressers.
Oh, yeah. Poor fucking kid's gone to school with a DIY haircut, by the way. just in case you think we live some kind of celebrity life, by the way. You know, I mean, all right, earlier on we were saying expensive wine doesn't give you a hangover. That might have sounded a little bit privileged.
Not expensive,
and that's fair
just
enough.
Good wine.
Just decent wine. That might have sounded a little bit privileged and a bit of...
anything over a tenner?
Yeah, yeah, a bit up our own arse. But yeah, Robin and Rafe have both, for about a fortnight now, every couple of days, she just trims their fringe away from their eyes and then hoovers it off them and sends them out.
So I'd done my little makeshift haircut, which I learned in lockdown by watching a video. Hashtag still got it.
Yeah. I mean, the kids look fucking stupid.
They actually look horrendous.
Two little bad. Two little Lloyd Christmases rolling out of the house.
So bad. Rafe looks the worst.
He looks really bad.
Looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Looks like Tarzan.
Yeah. On a morning, he looks like Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Horrendous.
So...
you're taking this afternoon, so that's good. What was I saying? Yeah, so Robin got a little bit of hair on his jumper, and I was like, can you bring the shark?
Yeah.
Right? You didn't. We had an old Dyson. It doesn't work.
Right.
The Dyson one doesn't work anymore.
Right.
And you brought that, and I was like, I didn't fucking ask for that.
Right.
Why didn't... And you were like, why? Right. Why? Why?
I'll deal with that now. I'll deal with that one first, and then I'll go back to the other one. So first of all, I didn't know it was for his jumper. You said, can you bring the little shark? Now, the little shark... It's not as good for getting stuff off carpet. So I said, I'll bring the big dice and I'll get all the hair off the carpet.
I didn't ask you for that.
Yes, but you know what it is, right? Instead of like going to fucking DEFCON 1 and just starting a fight, you could just go, it's for his jumper. Boom. Sorted. right?
Instead of being a fucking ignorant, horrible... I'm sorry, I'm swearing a lot lately. I don't mean to. Instead of being an ignorant, arrogant, mansplaining dickhead, just bring us the thing that I asked you for.
Okay, that's fine.
If you say to me, can I have the Bairns cup? Next time I'm gonna bring you a jug. I'm gonna bring you the jug. Well,
first of all, when I ask you for something, I get 600 fucking questions. So don't even start that
like
shit.
What?
Oh, like fucking why? What for? What do you need? You always
bring you the thing that you've asked for.
You apps in what world do you just bring me the thing I've asked for, you fucking liar?
I don't bring you something else and go, I've decided that's what you should
get
use.
It yourself. Now, first of all, why didn't... Your question
we're
before
fall
this...
Out.
Yeah, it's fine. Your question before this was, when you asked for a dishcloth, why didn't I just bring you the dishcloth? Uh-huh. I'll tell you why. Because we don't fucking have a dishcloth.
The sponge.
That's not a dishcloth.
Bring us the dish sponge.
That's different words. Sorry, am I just supposed to... Oh, no, in my head, computing, and pick a different word?
It's not kitchen roll, though, is it?
Right. But it's the same kind of fucking thing.
It's not.
I didn't know you wanted
one's
before.
Wet.
And second of all, the first, third of all, this is actually. I'm losing count. But here's another point. Right?
Stop pointing at me.
Right.
Get your hand on my face, bitch. Listen,
get your wife's name out of my mouth. Now, the part of your beef there was that I try and do the thing. I'm trying to help. You've got your hands full with the kids. This
help? No. I don't want your help.
But can you imagine that part of your beef is that I'm trying to help and you're angry that I'm trying to help?
I don't.
There's people out there with husbands who sit on their arse and don't do anything.
Right.
And I'm trying to help.
Okay, then I would just like a little bit of that because you are an absolute busybody. You're a busybody.
Yeah.
And I said, can I just have that thing so I can do it?
Yeah.
And then you come and take over and do it. And it's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah. It's strange that you get offended by that.
I do. It upsets us because I just want to do it myself.
I've normally got two fucking kids hanging off you and I think I'll just help her. She wants that. She said, can I have
maybe.
That? Clean that up. Maybe I'll just clean
maybe
up.
Maybe I'd rather not have the kids hanging off us and do the thing.
You've got no choice, really. He's not going to come to me while you clean up.
Do you know this morning we came downstairs and watched the Minions.
Changing the subject.
So we've got two sofas in the sitting room. The sat on us, Chris.
Yeah.
I was trying to lie down because I was still tired. Rafe was on my face and Robin was like on my stomach and I was just, why? Why? Why do they do it? Is it like an animal thing? Or is it like a...
Dominance, maybe exerting dominance.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So what am I beef with you? Now, I did have one thing written down, but you just reminded us of the other thing.
Now, don't mention that thing this morning.
No, not want to.
No, because I was kind of in the wrong. I don't want to
admit it. This is... very exciting. Should we tell everyone? Well, I'm going to have to tell everyone it is now. We're going to have to tell everyone it is. But listen. Take your hand here. I accept your apology. I accept your apology. And I know you're in the wrong. So I was trying to get
Rafe's... I do admit when I'm in the wrong.
So my beef with you today, and I'm just going to copy and paste this one for next week. There we go. Just highlight that. Put that in the next week's file. I, this morning, was trying to get Rafe's trousers on. For some reason, he was acting like I was trying to put him in a fucking Iron Maiden. He was furious. So... I'm lying there. I've got Lee on the sofa.
Maiden.
Oh, it's a torture device. It's like a medieval torture device. The band named themselves off it. There's one in... you ever seen Sleepy Hollow?
Oh, a long time ago.
He goes into this room. It's like a coffin with spikes on the inside.
Oh, right. Okay. So like a spiky coffin. Yeah, I'll call it. Okay.
Yeah. Just your bog standard spiky coffin. Yeah, yeah.
There's a spiky coffin in Minions. Thank you very much. I didn't know it was called Iron Maiden.
Just box. Sorry, Chris. You mean like a box down the spike coffin? Okay, yeah. I've just been calling it a spike. Of course, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I see one of them every day.
It's a spiky coffin.
I'll have to Google it. I'm 99% sure that's what it is. Two seconds.
It's like The Man in the Iron Mask. What a good film that was.
Yeah, it's a spiky coffin.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I got it right. I'm a clever lad. Yeah, so
they
going
were actual
on...
things, like genuine.
You could get on a rabbit hole of old medieval torture devices on
really?
Google. Oh, God almighty, there'd be YouTube videos about and everything.
So
but
people,
yeah, Iron Maiden.
What did they torture them for? Like information or just...
I think mainly they'd put someone in an Iron Maiden when they'd ask them to get them a dishcloth and they brought kitchen roll instead.
Wow.
And then it'd be like right in the Iron Maiden. And I think that's totally reasonable. Mm. Totally reasonable way of, yeah. But I mean, they do look horrible, to be fair. Like it's
awful.
Like, Google it now if you're listening. Yeah, horrible.
Sorry about that. So go on. You were trying to get his pants on.
Trying to get his pants on. Like you're just kicking right off, screaming. And you came over while he was losing his mind and tried to brush his fucking teeth. And he quite rightly spat toothpaste everywhere. And I went, Rosie, don't try and brush your teeth while I'm doing this. It's crazy. And you went, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, I did.
It's your favourite catchphrase at the minute. Don't
you tell me what to do.
I hate being told what to do.
I'm a mother. I know what I'm doing.
I'm sure I actually...
You didn't know what you were doing.
I think I said I carried these two kids.
Oh, you love a bit of that. And you basically... If I had came over and tried to brush his teeth while he was losing his mind,
I'd have gone
you would have
mad.
Popped me through the fucking window.
Yeah.
So you're a hypocrite and you're stupid.
All right.
So into the Iron Maiden with you.
Be gone with you.
Oh, God. But you were wrong. Just to get on tape again on the audio, you were wrong. Are you right that you were wrong in that instance to have a go?
Yes,
at me?
I was.
Fuck.
Sorry.
God,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Question. So it says torture device.
Mm-hmm.
It would just kill you.
I don't think it was. I know what you mean. I think they only went in a little bit. I imagine it would kill you after a while. But if you look at it, I imagine they wouldn't put a massive guy. I imagine they had different sizes for them. So you either the clothes the Iron Maiden, and you either had to stay completely still standing up, and you were getting a little bit spiked, but it was okay. I don't think it was like a fucking garlic press. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
I don't think it was like.
Okay.
I think it was stay completely fucking still, and it's just. They're all just going in a little bit. I mean, imagine it would be the worst fucking thing in the world ever. Can you please stop Googling torture devices? We're trying to do a podcast here.
Do you actually? I'm genuinely doing that.
I know exactly what you're doing.
All right.
I know exactly what you're doing.
I just want to get a couple of more.
You want a couple more? Okay, so next section. Wait, hold on. Let's do a babadooba. And just before we do questions from the public, let's do a quick Rosie and Chris's review of torture devices.
Can't wait.
What a fucking episode this is.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, so basically... You will have just heard, dear listener, a pause, a babadoo bar, which would have took a couple of seconds. We've actually been paused for fucking ages while Rosie's trying to manufacture a sound effect. This is Rosie's new little soundtrack jingle for a bit that she's just claimed we should do every week, which is talking about medieval torture devices, which is fucking dark as shit. But you ready? Just holding a laptop like a fucking violin again.
Welcome to the medieval torture device section of the podcast. This week's first medieval torture device is the pear of anguish.
The pear of anguish.
The pear of anguish.
Okay, what's the pear of anguish? This is exciting. Actually, I'm learning here. This is good. Why don't you find it? No, you've already got enough to do with going through the questions and stuff. Oh, no, I'm going to get you to do more. Why don't you find
I've found a... It's the doors.
Right, so you've put... Right, if you can hear that in the background, Rosie's put some kind of playlist of doors opening on YouTube. There we go.
Hello?
Sounds like a five-lever mortise, that.
Hello? Is somebody there?
Rosie, can you just turn your laptop...
Hello?
Turn your laptop off, please. Fuck me, someone's buzzing into it. Why have you got door sound effects on? Turn them off.
All right, man, I have. Right, okay. So, the pair of anguish.
Pair of anguish. I've got a feeling this goes up your arse, but keep going.
Ooh. Particularly hideous.
Right.
Should I do it in the voice?
Absolutely not.
I want to.
Please don't do it in the voice.
The simple mechanical torture device placed inside the orifice of a person and then gradually expanded.
Sorry?
The kindest use was in a person's mouth where it would ultimately shatter the skull, causing death.
More yeah, gruesome, you said that like it was a fucking surprise.
More gruesome is when it is used on parts in the lower half of the body, which were rarely fatal, but excruciating.
Jesus Christ.
A pair of anguish.
A pair of anguish. What does it look like? Does it look like a pair?
So, it looks like something you would use in a gym.
Okay.
It is shaped like a pair, but it's made of iron and metal. And then it kind of opens as if you've sliced
like
a pear.
It looks like a tulip opening.
Massive
bulbous tulip.
So it would go in your mouth. And it's quite big, actually. It's on floorboards here, and it covers two floorboards.
It's about 2 inches in diameter, but then it opens to what looks like about 6 inches. That's absolutely
so
horrendous.
It would go in your mouth and shatter your skull.
Right.
But or it could go up your ass.
You know, listen to Shagmar Annoyed, winner 2 years in a row of best comedy podcast. Mm-hmm. Comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy podcast, sponsored by the Pair of Anguish this week.
So we'll do another one next week.
Do I have to?
No, there's some really good ones on here, but okay, I'm not wasting them all. Not wasting them all for this week. That one looks really exciting. Yeah.
Looked more like an aubergine, in my opinion, but I don't think they had aubergines back then. Do you know what I mean? You
no,
know like
probably,
how we only got bananas in the 70s or whatever?
They probably didn't.
Yeah.
Eh?
No, we only got bananas like in our parents' lifetimes. We only got bananas.
Really?
Yeah. In England.
Wow.
Do you not know this?
Oh, I don't know, did I? Maybe
they
not.
They imported them and it was like, fucking hell, these are amazing. Might be my grandparents' lifetimes, but definitely within living memory.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well...
Like, you know, I imagine there may have been, at some point in the world, a very rich person back in the day who travelled a lot, who would have brought a banana back for their kids, and their kids would have been like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Be amazing. Yeah. I mean, get it on your last day, or you're going to be just bringing a brown...
But it would be black, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't actually think... I think you're wrong there. I don't think it would have lasted the journey. Because they'll travel by boat then.
Well, no, not if I'm saying some rich person might have had a little...
They didn't have planes.
Aeroplane. Well, I'm sure that aeroplanes were about before England got banana, right? Google.
No, do you know what it is? I'm thinking about who brought the potatoes? Oh, God. What's wrong with us?
I've just Googled, when did the UK get bananas? Okay, it was 1897. It wasn't modern. It wasn't recent memory.
Jesus Christ. What? 1970s. You are ridiculous.
1890s. It was the 90s, just the
1890s. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So it's a bit of a weird episode this week. Obviously, not just all the torture and stuff, but we have to... this will be seamless for you, well, hopefully, but there's got to be a break in recording now, hasn't there?
Yeah, I've got to go get my teeth looked at. Yeah. And I'm hoping... Will they do anything today or will I be all right? Is it
there
just
is,
a checkup?
So we're recording this now because there is a... small chance that you will not be able to speak for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So if on the next bit you just hear old questions from the public that we haven't used, that have been banked up, that get put on this podcast, it'll be because Rosie can't speak.
Mm-hmm. No blowies.
Excuse me?
No blowies.
Sorry, I've just ordered myself a pair of anguish off.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So she's been to the dentist. This is a couple hours later. She's come back.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
No, I'm all right. She didn't do anything.
Oh, she did her fucking acting again, didn't she? She did her bloody acting. We were all worried. So it's weird, isn't it? Because it's been seconds for you, dear listener. Dear listener.
Hours for us.
Hours for us, yeah. I went on the treadmill. Rosie went to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now we're right. Back. And you're all good. And it's exactly what I said. It's bits of food getting caught.
It's minging that, isn't it, when you say it like that, though? It's just bits of food stuck that's just made it, like, go all manky. So, of course, I dulled it out.
Did he mention a warm, salty rinse? Because that used to be my dentist's
favourite
thing.
I think he did. Yeah, no, he did. Yeah. He did say that.
Warm, salty
I've just got to be careful. He's given us this this brush that I couldn't say properly. It's something about a tooth-headed,
soft. Oh, I've just seen you... soft. So it's like a long stick with a little tiny little pointy little bristles on. And I did just see you in the mirror in the kitchen practicing it.
Mm-hmm.
You had your torch on and that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice to watch.
Sexy.
Yeah.
No, so apparently your wisdom teeth are a bugger to get out as well. So he's like, just see how you get on. Yeah. He's given us antibiotics.
Well, that's because he just loves... He knows you love getting a tooth out. Just like,
I really don't.
Fucking whip it out, mate.
I really... Although he did mention there's something wrong with the one next to the wisdom tooth.
Right, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. I think on the side there's like decay because of food getting trapped in.
Mm.
So it's like... rotten the tooth from the... He's like, I don't think I can do a fill in there. I was like, oh, God. So I said to him, can I just get that one out as well and get two new ones?
Jesus.
And he, yeah, I don't think he was very impressed with that.
No.
So I don't know, but apparently we're getting your wisdom tooth taken out. You have to, like, go into the bone and everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, the videos online on YouTube of people in America not seen getting a video. It done, they're just like, the video... It's just... No, it's sorry, it's not the video of, like, the procedure. It's the videos afterwards of the people just in the car, off their fucking face.
Yeah, but we don't get knocked out over here.
Yeah, probably not.
I would
yeah.
love to be.
Yeah, I think you just get a stress ball to squeeze here.
Oh, God.
But in America, they just hoy drugs at you for no fucking
I would love
anything.
That. Hoy the drugs it is and get me out. I don't think I could go through that again.
No.
Anyway, so yeah, we're going to see how it goes.
So there we go. So she's back. She's fine. We're back in the studio. She's just looked down at the floor and said, why are your feet fucking horrible? And then we pressed record.
You've got like thread veins.
I've got like blue veins on the back of my feet.
So your face looks the right age, right? You look like a 36-year-old man. Your feet, 94.
Brilliant.
Honestly, they're not great. Them actually, no offense.
What? I never get them out on holiday maybe, and here and they're under the desk. Well, looking at my feet.
Who's got to go on holiday with you? Eh? Me. I'm looking at you.
Wish you were.
I'd
love to go on
holiday with myself. Pensioner feet.
Pensioner feet. Hey, do you know what it is? When I was having a shower, I was gonna say, do you know what it is? I feel like it was a little bit nasty to her in the podcast. I called her stupid and stuff. I felt really bad.
Did you call her stupid?
Probably, I always do. But now, do you know what? I'm sticking by it. I was gonna take it all back and apologise, but
right,
I'm pretty sticking by it because you can give as good as you fucking take, can't you?
Act your age, not your monkey feet. Your feet age.
Act your face age, not your foot age.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, shaggedmaradenoid@gmail.com.
Dear Rosie and Chris, I'm sat up doing a night feed and have had a sudden thought.
Okay, that's amazing. I do all my thinking at night.
Do you remember night feeds, Chris?
I do remember night feeds.
We're not there anymore. Oh, a little update in our life.
Yeah.
Rafe's sleeping in his own cot.
We bloody did it. I did it.
No.
I did it all on my own.
We did it.
We did it,
we
man.
We did it. You've done nothing.
Well, I was there.
You've not done any of it.
I was here. I was. Oh, no, I told you. I suggested it. Can I have that?
God,
I did suggest it.
Such a prick.
I suggested it. Yeah. I said, do the thing where you just put him back down in his cot.
Well, he's been desperate for us to do it, I think, by the sounds of it. He wakes up like twice a night.
I did them both last night.
Yeah, because you haven't been here.
So I stand by my first statement. I did it me.
But then you slept in.
I did sleep in. Mm-hmm. I had a lovely little lie in till 20 past seven.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe
me
fucking luck. What a life.
Lucky
what
ducky.
A life. When I was away at the fantastic UFC event at the weekend, on the Sunday, I was asleep until 10 o'clock on the dot.
Oh, nice.
I felt ill. I woke up and it was 10 o'clock and I thought, honestly, I didn't know what the hell was going on. My friends were already down at breakfast. I got a text off you at
2:30 in the morning. I was that bell end.
I wasn't pissed. It was a nightmare getting out of the O2. People were getting out of cars and being sick in front of them. That it was a
fucking,
it was like the end of the world. It was absolutely horrendous.
We haven't spoke about this. Why were they doing that?
Well, we were in like a van coming out of the O2, right? And people thought that... I totally interrupted this story.
Sorry, guys.
We were in like a van thing, like a Mercedes thing with tinted windows that I'd rented for the lads as a little treat, right? So we didn't have to sort of, you know... I wish we'd got the tube there and back because it was a fucking nightmare.
It's always easier.
All the people outside got it in their heads that KSI was in our van. So they were all like shouting KSI and stuff. Now we were in the back tinted, four of us were in the back tinted, but my mate Michael was in the front, untinted. So he was just apparently, I couldn't hear him because there was a big screen up. He was apparently just talking to these pissheads through the window going, no, KSI's not in the back of there. And they didn't believe him. And then people were getting out of the cars in front and just being sick in the street. Like it took 2.5 hours to go 6 miles.
Yeah, it's horrendous.
Absolutely mad.
Was KSI there?
Oh, the celebs that were at the UFC. KSI...
Tom Holland was there. Jared Leto.
What's his name off Snatch? What's he called? Jason Statham.
What?
Damien Hirst, the artist.
Nice.
Her off the Queen's Gambit.
Oh wow!
She was there.
The main stage.
The main one. Ronnie O'Sullivan, the snooker player.
Wow.
The list goes on. It was mad. There was so many people there.
You.
You
sat next to Guz Khan.
No. Yeah. Not a celeb. Me and Guz Khan. We're sitting there next to, we're in with the fighters. They know we're athletes, they know we're experts, they know we're pundits. So me and Guz are in there. it was amazing. But yeah, like so many, what's his name was there? Big shout out to Mason Mount. started taunting us in the toilets. England footballer.
You didn't know who he was.
I thought we were mates. I'm not a huge. Well, he did a mint sketch for Children
he
in Need.
He played for bloody England this year, man.
Yeah, but they're tiny on the telly, man. It's just a bloke with a. Nah, if he had his fucking kit on, at a nan. But halfway through the conversation, I realised who he was. But my mate Jordan was so excited to see him. I was like, Jordan's mates here? Because right. Jordan was like, hiya, mate, you're right. And I was like, Jordan, one of your mates are here? Like, in my head. Mm-hmm. And then halfway through talking to Mason Mount, I realised, because he did the stat new sketch for Children in Need. What a nice lad.
Nice.
What a nice lad. Yeah, we're just talking about the fighting and stuff. Who?
It was Grealish there.
Grealish wasn't there. Stormzy was there.
Nice.
Arya Stark, Maisie Williams, she was there.
What the heckles?
And the guy who... Blondie in House. This is terrible. So in House of the Dragon, the daughter who's supposed to be the queen, and there's the whole thing. Mm. The guy, the King's Guard, who she has the kids with, the guy, the lush guy with the dark hair, he was there with Arya Stark. He was there as well.
What?
Mad. It was mad.
Can I come next time just to see all the slabs?
I don't think I can get any more tickets. I'm sorry.
You bloody can. Take me next time.
I can't get any more.
Don't take the lads. Take me.
I've made some promises. And Bridget's coming as well.
Me and Nana? You actually take me next time?
Do you want to go?
Yeah, don't take the... Can I come instead?
Maybe I'll go, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can't every time someone gets punched, you can't go, oh, it's disgusting.
Oh, no, I hate it, like...
Well, you can't, though.
Well,
you've
no,
go,
I will. Right, okay. Can I come, genuinely?
Yes, of course you can. Do you actually want to come?
I would like to meet all the celebs.
I didn't really meet the celebs.
Okay, well, look at them. I just want to fucking look at them.
Right.
All right.
Well, don't fucking watch on the telly. You're looking at them on the telly.
No, I want to look at them in the flesh.
No,
I want to sniff them.
A proper fan has to come. You can't sit there in a celeb spot. If you miss a spinning back fist knockout because you're looking at some celeb, I'll be fuming.
Right, well, I want to go to vomit out the car.
Well, that's... You're okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, okay. I'll put you down for one car vomit.
Get
charged 60 quid for that.
I've no idea where this came from, but I need your help.
Okay.
I'm having vivid memories from when I was younger... about going to the zoo. And on the way out, all of our bags were hit with sticks at the gift shop to check we hadn't taken a snake home.
Oh, God. Why?
It happened multiple times, both on personal and school trips.
That's
I need
crazy.
To know, does this happen everywhere else, or do they just think those from the Midlands are robbing bastards with the desire to keep a snake in their house?
Right.
Haven't been to a zoo in years, and my partner thinks I'm absolutely bonkers and that I've made it up. I swear I haven't, but we'll be checking with my mum tomorrow.
It's brilliant, isn't it? It does sound one of their made-up memories where you go, did this happen or was it a dream?
Mm.
You have them all the time, don't you?
Maybe they've had an instance where a few little... tearaways have stole some snakes.
Right.
You get the snakes?
Yeah, well, a couple of questions. So what kind of low-rent fucking zoo are you going to where you can just hide your
glass?
Hand in and get a snake?
Harry Potter?
Right? Unless you've Harry Potter it and you've made the glass disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
absolutely fair enough. I take it back. Why are they just hitting with a snake? Do you not think it's a thing they did just to wind the kids up? It's a school trip and it's kids.
Right,
I think it's just a thing they do to make it
a
little bit of excitement on the way out for
the
kids.
All right, Bob, got any snakes in there? Can't even do it. Accent.
That's not West Midlands. Oh, no. Oh, okay.
Birmingham,
sorry. Oh, I
Midlands?
Thought you were doing... Sorry. So bad. I thought you were doing your Bristol accent.
No, it was Brummy.
Yeah. It might just... I mean, but what's going to happen?
Well, I know they do the flute, don't they? Like a snake charmer. They're whacking them.
Oh, sorry. You think they should be standing there with a flute instead? Stand there for 5 seconds. Open your bag while I play this fucking flute, love. If a snake comes out, you are in big trouble. Big trouble. Nah, right, you're free to go. You're free. Oh, I fucking snake in here. Look at this. Why are they hitting it with a stick?
I don't know.
I think it's
bullshit.
Yeah, great though. I'd freak kids out though, wouldn't it? I'd do that if I were at the zoo.
So,
because people steal the snakes all the time.
Think it's just one guy or gal who's just took it upon themselves to be the Joker and do this at that zoo? I think you might be right, actually.
I think I might be. I mean, we've got no way of knowing that I'm right. I'm probably wrong. I've been wrong about bananas already. I was on the treadmill in between all this.
Yeah.
And I thought about saying that bananas came here in the 70s and I felt physically sick. I felt physically sick.
It was pretty
sick.
Ridiculous.
Because I always, you know what it is? It always backfires because I always correct you on stuff and call you daft and that. And then I'm like, bananas didn't get here until yesterday. Fucking dickhead. Absolute dickhead.
Like, so much had happened by the 70s.
I'm not very good with
planes,
dates and
trains,
stuff. I don't
automobiles,
know what's going on.
Electricity.
I might be thinking of the Northeast. I'd think the Northeast. I think South Shields didn't get bananas till the 70s. That's probably more on it.
Well, you've heard me, ma'am. I don't know whether this was just a bit of a not having much money thing. Mm. But you've heard my mum talk about the posh family on their estate.
Posh, yeah.
And bearing my mum, so if you know Shields, my mum grew up with Leggett Flats, so there was just a tower block of flats. Yeah. I think they're still there. Well, I'm not sure.
They're not a tower block. They're wider than they are tall. But yeah.
Yeah, but there's about 3-4 levels, isn't there?
Yeah.
Anyway. It's
expansive, yeah.
My mum grew up there. And she says there was a family who were like a little bit more well off than everyone else.
But why?
So every morning she said they had a sack of apples in the house. And she'd go and meet her friend and her brother and sister would get an apple every day. My mum thought it was the most luxurious thing.
She always had an apple.
They got an apple every day out of the sack of apples.
They always had an apple. But one time I knocked on the door and they opened the door and at the front door there was just a big sack of apples. I'd never seen anything like it in my life.
Then the dad came on bananas and I passed out.
The dad came out with the banana and I went, what's that? Are you from the future? Are you from the 70s?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. I've noticed that a lot of the chats talk about men's spunk and how rank their cum rags are, but no one mentions the ladies.
Okay.
Oh. Being a squirter... Squirtle.
That's the second line of the email.
Good afternoon.
Oh my God.
Being a squirter.
Second line of the email. Being a squirter. Oh my God, squirters. I've never had sexual intercourse with a squirter. No. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'd handle it well.
No. Oh God.
I do not think I'd handle it well.
You wouldn't handle it well at all.
I would. Be.
Is it a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Because in porn, it's just piss, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I think it is. I'm sure they hold the piss in. And that's not a thing, is it?
It's a thing.
I'm really sorry. I don't mean to be ignorant because I am a woman and I understand. Is it? It's that's real.
Yeah, and I imagine they just get porn stars.
No, I think it's piss.
It's not.
I think it is. I think they hold it in and just piss.
I imagine they get porn stars who can do that.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? You know, there's women out there who can do it. Do you not think, we can do a squirting video. Can you squirt? No. Oh, yeah. Drink that. Drink out the toilet.
I think
see
it
you
is.
In an hour. It's not. What's wrong with you? There is videos where people piss. Obviously, that's the crack.
Yeah.
There's people who are into that. Dirty, horrible sods.
But when
the squirting thing, it is a thing. It is a thing. It's real. It's awful.
What
a mess.
It's a lot, isn't it?
What a mess.
Well, it's just said here, Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Squirty Sally.
Squirtle.
Being a squirter. I have to make sure there's something down before the fun begins. And if me and the husband are downstairs, we use a blanket.
Wow.
The blanket immediately gets washed and put back on the sofa, folded up and on its back.
Brilliant. The sofa.
This blanket is used by all of us to keep warm if it's a bit nippy. In brackets, we have three kids,
a communal fucking sofa living room throw is regularly squirted on and then cleansed and put back. It's not about the germs, it's about the spirits that are in there. You know, in like horror films, they're like, you can tell there's bad vibes, someone's been murdered in this house. You tell there's bad vibes on this throw, someone's squirted a la with this multiple times.
So I've got a question then, right? I just thought it was piss. What consistency?
It's not just piss.
What consistency is it?
Don't know. I've never seen it. Looks very watery, but I imagine it's a bit lubey now. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I imagine it's a bit oily. This is the worst.
Well, real, like usually it's a bit kind of spunky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Woman spunky, but Chris, I don't.
So wow. you are 100% convinced it's not real, even though someone is just saying that just a squirter here.
Yeah, but I get like I thought it was just a little bit. But I've seen porn where it's like, and the strumming.
Strumming.
It's like, but then it's like.
Yeah, crazy.
It's piss, man.
I don't think it's piss.
Right, we're going to have to Google this.
Oh, no, don't Google that. Christ, we'll get my bloody internet shut off.
What? Seriously?
I've never Googled porn in this house.
Oh, really?
Honestly, don't.
Oh, really? Was the safe search on, is it?
No, they'll do. I've never done it, so on your head be it.
I'm going to look.
On your head be it.
Well, there's actually a question here. It says...
Well, hold on. What? So she's talking about
is
this.
Is it as bad a cum rag, or is it better because of the consistency?
She's going to have to do a follow-up email about the consistency, but it's... The cum rags, I'm almost lost for words.
Is it
bad?
I
can't believe I'm actually going to weigh in and put a real, okay, me real opinion on this. Mm. Like I'm a politician.
Yeah.
But the cum rags seem to be used just for cum rags. They don't seem to double up for your entire family to get under and watch fucking Shrek on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay, well, I've got something else to say here.
Right.
And this could be really sexist.
Okay.
Why don't I find this as disgusting as man's cum?
I don't know.
Mm, do you? If it was washed, so a man's done it.
Mm-hmm. Just out
if
of
it's
it.
Washed.
It's washed. Gets very crusty, your man's. She's right. She's right here. She's right. Bit yoggurty, your man's spunk, innit?
Oh,
gets very
God.
Crusty.
See what
but
I
might
mean?
Not come off unless you do a really hot wash.
What colour is woman's spunk?
It looks translucent on the porn that people have told us about. On the porn that people have told us about that I've never seen. I've heard. My cousin, you don't know him, he goes to another school. He says that it's see-through. You don't know him. I met him on holiday.
Yeah. Right. So what should I eat? What should I Google? Is
squirting in porn real? What a way to finish off the podcast.
Oh,
is squirting in porn real? Oh God. So far today, you have Googled torture devices and squirting. We're gonna get raided by the police here. They're going to think there's some kind of fucking sex dungeon happening.
Modern
here.
Studies estimate the phenomenon is experienced in some form by anywhere from 10 to 54% of women. I want a squirties.
You got FOMO. What? You got squirt FOMO.
I've never. Oh.
That, nah, Rosie. No. Knee chance. I'd put my swimming gear on. I'd put my goggles on.
Oh, so there you go. It's definitely real. I'm a squirter myself. Squirty. Although not in big volume like in porn, mine is more like a small water toy gun type of squirt, unlike porn, where it's more water hose-like.
Jesus.
Oh, no, it's very real. It only happened to me once. Oh. But my God, was it a surprise? I still don't know what specifically caused it that day.
Was it not like that thing? Like, sometimes you can accidentally squirt saliva from under your tongue. You ever done that by accident? Sometimes you can accidentally squirt saliva from your tongue.
That'd yeah, right. I think it's just a little bit. Okay, well, there you go.
Wow. So it's not just piss.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, for fuck's
sake.
Here's
the dirty little secret. This is on a forum, by the way, so it's probably not that true. It could be either. One, the fake. Before filming, a woman takes a catheter and fills a bag with saline. She then fills her bladder with saline. Some women get ambitious and fill their bladder to the max so they flood the scene like a fire hose. This is how they get past the ominous yellow tint of urine. Grim. The real. The woman has a real squirting orgasm. The key to identifying the true squirting orgasm is that her anus will pucker as part of the overall muscle contractions her body is having. Oh, some people watch far too much porn, don't they? Like,
gee whiz.
Some people just watch porn.
Sitting watching
all the time.
It. Sitting watching it and going, hold on.
Is that real?
Pause.
Is her arsehole puckering?
Zooming on the arsehole, this is bloody fake. This, I feel robbed.
Fake news.
I've lost me stiffy and everything. This is being used.
There you go.
Wow.
So.
Well, that was absolutely filthy.
Oh, but let's not make Susan feel bad.
Susan? Who squirts all over the family floor? No, let's make her feel bad. Thanks very much. Let's make her feel
no,
really
I don't,
bad.
No, I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to body shame anyone who squirts.
I'm not body shaming
honestly,
her. You're jealous.
Good in my head, a bit jealous.
I'm not shaming her. I'm not shaming her for squirt. Right. I'm not shaming anyone for body. I would never do that. Get a different blanket.
Yeah.
Get a different blanket.
Yeah.
You'll put it somewhere else.
She's got waterproof sheets on her bed.
Ugh.
That's what she said.
Ugh.
Yeah. What? What are you saying that for?
What
you
a way to live.
That.
I can. What a way to live. What a few sheets in the summer. You could stick to them and clag to them and that.
I know.
Oh, man. It's an affliction.
Sex is messy anyway, isn't it? Never mind bloody.
Without bloody fucking wet and wild hour here.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, guys. I'm a year 2 student paramedic.
Yay.
Now, we see lots of odd stuff, as you're aware, but something happened when I was handing over a patient today. A young lad... in brackets, 20-ish, needed catheterization as he had a problem.
Ouch.
His equally aged girlfriend brought him in and was with him.
Oh, so how old are you? 28, yes. And you, madam? Equally aged. Good.
So-
Been together long? Been together long? 5 years. Yeah. Where'd you meet? School. Same year. Yeah, same year. Oh, so you're equally aged? Yeah, okay. Just making sure. Yes, we're equally aged. Okay.
I didn't even pick up on that when I read it the first time.
Equally aged
girlfriend.
It sounds like when you try and write a letter and sound posher. Like, she's probably, this person, he or she, has probably written same age. And I went, oh, no, it's Rosie and Chris. I'll go, like a job application.
Equally aged. Oh, well,
this is my brother. Oh, you look very similar. Yeah, we're twins. Oh, so you're equally aged. Great. How many minutes difference? Oh, 2 minutes difference, not equally aged.
Oh, not so equal. Right, okay, so one of the similar age student nurses commenced the procedure. Pretty standard.
Sorry, similar age, no, or equally aged.
What?
So they got the guys in, the guy's 28, his girlfriend's equally aged.
The guy's 20-ish.
20-ish.
And his girlfriend is equally aged.
But look, this person doing the procedure is
Doesn't say similar.
Age. Oh, fucking hell. I've gone cross-eyed. So is he... So the boy, he's 20-ish. That's vague. She's equally aged. And now someone else is similar aged. Oh, God. If the next person in this story is roughly aged, I'm going to have to end this now. Fucking hell. I feel sick.
Right, there's no more talk of age.
Right, okay,
thank God. That's it, okay.
Oh, nosebleed.
And you're missing the story.
Right, okay, sorry.
Right,
sorry.
So one of the similar age nurses.
But
20-ish, right.
To the 20-ish and the equally aged girlfriend.
Commence the procedure. Mm. Pretty standard, popping a tube in his pee-pee, right?
Oh, Christ. Okay.
Halfway through the insertion, what's it? Insertion?
I imagine it.
Insertion.
Insertion, yeah.
Yeah, is that it? What? Does it sound wrong? Okay. Halfway through the insertion.
Insertion. We're never going to... We've digressed in podcasts before, but this is the most fucking digression we've ever done in a podcast.
Halfway through the insertion, he ejaculated. Yeah. Everywhere.
He ejaculated
everywhere. The nurse shouted... I didn't wank him off. His girlfriend of equal age, got annoyed at the poor lad.
Oh, Jesus.
And the guy in the cubicle next door overheard all the commotion and said, I need a catheter. Can she do me?
Carry On movie. Oh god.
See you in Manchester again. So they are going to Manchester. Very excited to see you.
Wow. So some people do like stuff down the end of their tiddlers.
Clearly so.
End, yeah. And he obviously didn't know. So he's. Wow.
He's not known that's where his gut spot is.
Wow. Getting stuff down the end of the tiddler is my worst nightmare.
I couldn't. So did he have an erection or?
I don't know, because I think if you can just hit a G-spot and they're just...
Really?
It's just immediate, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. I don't know. I'm only going off what I know, American Pie 2 when Stifler gets fingers up his bum.
Did he ejaculate? Straight away?
Stifler gets fingers up his bum, didn't he?
I can't remember.
Is it American Pie? Oh, it's not. It's Road Trip.
No.
Sean William Scott or whatever he's called, who plays Stifler. It's in Road Trip. Wow. I mean, yeah.
So there you go.
Poor lad. But then it's a total involuntary reaction. Just like,
you bastard!
Gary, you dirty swine. I'm sorry, she's just a similar age. So, felt right.
Imagine getting annoyed at that. Imagine getting annoyed that you got something down. Although, actually, no, I probably would get
annoyed.
You would shout at me.
You would shout at me. A very good comedian I know, a very good friend of mine, Jimmy McGee. I saw him last week. If you ever see Jimmy McGee on a poster for a gig anywhere near where you are, go and see him. He's fantastic. He's not online because even though he's a youngish man, he's a fucking old man at heart.
He really is.
But he had a line in a show once. He'll not mind us saying it because this is off years ago. I don't think I said this on the podcast, but he had a line in a show where he said he was on holiday at a wedding and the wedding was abroad, and a guy next to him was being told off by his girlfriend. Mm. His girlfriend was constantly telling him to stop sweating.
Ha 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 Wow.
Stop sweating. Stop sweating. Stop it. Stop. I don't care if we're in Spain. Stop. You're making a scene.
That is stop so that bad. Sweating. That is so bad.
Terrible, isn't it?
Imagine.
Stop sweating. Fucking great line. Such a good joke. It was in such a good Edinburgh show that he did that year. It was amazing.
Hey, fun.
Oh, stop sweating. Stop sweating. Stop jizzing all over nurses and stop sweating. I don't care if they're equal or similar age.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network, and we'll be back next week.
It is. Thank you so, so much. We'll be back in here next week. We genuinely, we bloody love yous. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.